What is up? This is everyone's favorite memes. This music is brought to you by Audius. This is the playlist that I have called Lo-Fi Chill Hop Beats. And the artist name is... Pillow Thoughts. Excuse me.
Bruh.
It is Pillow Thoughts by Broey. Okay, so Pillow Thoughts. Nice record. Nice little lo-fi record. You know, not too many people know how to do good lo-fi. You know, I'm just learning it myself. And unfortunately, every time I make a beat and I said, it's just going to be the beat, I fucking hop on it.
Bruh.
And I get mad at myself. I'm like, Minx, you can't. It's still you. It's still an essence, an element of you. It's just not you having to contribute anything but the sounds, you know? So I gotta get right with myself with that. My higher self needs to let go of that ego, that sometimes it's okay to just showcase the music and, you know, give the music to people. Give them the sounds. You know, my thoughts are always misconstrued somehow. So I never want to just fuck it up sonically. But anywho, I figured I'd just rant. Okay. I have thoughts today. So first and foremost, I want to say one thing to myself. I noticed something on one of my last streams I did. I automatically started podcasting and I did not introduce myself like I normally did or would, which is, you know, this is everyone's favorite Minx. So I kind of felt upset with myself, like, wow, why didn't I introduce myself the right way? So some of y'all will say, Minx, don't beat yourself up about that. I said, this is the first time in fucking, I think almost 7 years that I've been podcasting that I did not introduce myself. And I just went right for the jugular of information. And this is why I keep telling people, just sidebar. I keep telling people that, you know, your content is your content. Your music is your music. Your videos are your videos. And don't change up. Don't change up. You know, people will give their suggestions. People will give their two cents. They'll say, hey, you would sound better with this mic. And like, bitch, do you plan on buying me one?
Bruh.
You just have to take like critiques and conversations regarding the art that you're putting out there, the ideas that you're putting out there, you know. If people are so adamant on your packaging and how you present yourself, then they should invest in that. And if people are seeing you at a higher level like that, then they should invest in you getting to that level. You know, I see this with streamers a lot. You know, you'll have a streamer that has a simple setup and, you know, you have your people that say, hey, you should do the overlays and hey, you should try this or hey. And you go to change and do all these things for people that don't ever fucking come back to the fucking stream. But. See, I'm going off and I came here with a prediction. Yeah, how dare you, Minx? Well, you know what? Whatever I say goes here. Okay, you're going to get a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of empowerment, a little bit of information, a little bit of me. And this is how I conduct business around here. Okay, so once again, I'm Minx Couture. I am a rapper, singer, songwriter, producer. I hate to say it, content creator. Y'all know I hate saying that, but I have to introduce myself this way. As long as I say I'm everyone's favorite, that's all that matters. So the prediction, this is what you're all here for. This is what you're waiting for. So let's talk about it. And I didn't eat breakfast yet. So if you hear my stomach making a bunch of like features in this record, then yeah, sorry, I haven't eaten yet. I just came straight to the content. Okay, so don't judge me or my belly. So hear that?
Bruh.
And again, here we go spiritually. Listen to your gut. Listen to your gut. Your gut health is your gut wealth. So remember, listen to those guts. You know, if it doesn't sound right and your gut is telling you, that food don't smell right and your gut is telling you, if people don't feel right and your gut is telling you, listen to your guts. Okay, you got the guts. Yeah. I had the guts, the balls, as the tear falls. And you get ASMR. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, so the music business prediction that I have, I'm going to just say, like yesterday, and I'm not talking about independent artists in this rant. I'm talking about the mainstream. Are y'all okay? I just want to know if y'all are okay. Because what you guys have been putting out recently, it's just not it. I'm not speaking about any artist in particular, because it's not really their fault. I don't really consider it their fault. But the music that's been coming out recently, I'm not vibing. I feel like songs have to be beaten into my head more than the radio used to. You know, you turn on one station and they're playing the beginning of the song that you're a little bit tired of. And then like you go to another station and they're just like introducing the song again. And you just,
bruh.
Fuck, I just left this record. But anyway, Ice Spice has been growing on me. I know you guys have heard me use sounds. It's just the beats. You know, the beats are dope and she knows how to ride those beats. And she knows, and she's working with the same producer. So I see someone like Ice Spice having longevity because she has a different sound. But a lot of these new artists that are coming up, you know, I want you guys to understand that we want your sound. We don't want you to duplicate, copy, type beat. We're tired of what is out here. So don't try to create songs on that level. Create the songs that you want to hear on the radio. That's what I thought the goal was. I listen to my music heavy because I can't listen to what's on the radio. It's just not for me. It's not for me. Okay. Even when I was coming up, the songs that we were listening to, my mom was bumping it because it had soul to it. It had spirit to it. It had spirit to it. They were working with the same producers. They were coming up with new ideas. If they used a sample, they actually fucking did a sample. And it's like the music today, aside from the obvious, you know, the music industry is desperate for attention right now. And this is why all of these things that are going on with Diddy is what's happening. Right? They need attention. Because they're crumbling the industry on purpose. You know, what's the best way to crumble the industry but to say that the person that has had number one control of the industry is behind a lot of the musicians that we loved, their deaths allegedly, okay? Behind their deaths, you had trafficking going on. You had pretty much vulnerable artists that were young who were sold to the industry. And they're toppling it over because now what's left is us. We are what's left. The music industry is depending on the independent artists and them being dumb still. Us being dumb still. Okay. So where do I see this going? First of all, I want you guys to keep an eye on what is happening over at Spotify. Okay. These streaming companies are also toppling over. We cannot afford to pay a monthly subscription for a lot of these things. We cannot afford it. So we're all going back to different things such as Bandcamp, which I was surprised that people are still using it after the changes that they made. Spotify, of course. You have Tidal, of course, the raising of the prices of these services just to listen to music. People are now gravitating more to the idea of how can I own this song? How can I purchase this song? Right? So I've always said to myself, I didn't understand the streaming concept because if I'm offering you to buy my record and it's digitally able to be downloaded and you just purchased it and you added it to your, which I thought what we were doing when the Apple era came out, people were purchasing the records and then they were able to show off their catalogs and say, look, I bought 1,000 songs in my lifetime. My mother used to do that. You know, she'd show us, this is before streaming became a thing. She'd show us her Apple catalog of all the cool songs that she purchased, the cool albums that she's purchased. And the fact that we totally just said F that, now we want to show a vanity metric of how many people are listening. I would rather show how many people purchased my record over the people that are listening to it, because listening, anybody can listen, you know, it's public domain, right? You're walking by a store, you hear a snippet of a song, anybody could listen. But now what we're doing is we're looking at people that are saying to themselves, well, I want to come away from streaming. And the music business sees this, right? So what their plan is, and mark my words, I totally believe that one of the big tops, one of the big threes, is probably going to buy SoundCloud. Because it is for sale. It is for sale. They're going to wind up buying SoundCloud to pretty much give us an illusion like, oh, let's say for the sake of argument, oh, my music has been distributed through SoundCloud and it's in partnership with Sony Music, right? You pay a different tier, right? You would pay a different tier just so that you can have that your music was backed by Sony with SoundCloud or with BMI or whatever the case may be. This is what they're probably going to do. And I say that before all that happens, we need to reconsider the idea of going back into selling direct to consumer. Don't wait for the Russ and Kanye conversation, because that's another thing that I'm kind of rubbed wrong about. I'm kind of rubbed wrong about it. I don't like that we need a leader. Why do we need a leader in independent music? We don't need a leader. Personally, I don't consider a lot of the conversations to what is considered an independent artist to be fruitful. If you have had a record deal, if you have had currency invested into you where you were able to attain a very large audience and you've had shows, you've been paparazzied, everything, then you're not an independent artist on that level to us. You are a free agent. You are not signed to anybody. So independent means that you're coming away from that industry. You're totally severing ties with that industry, okay? Not just trying to lead a torch of us blindly, because we are blindly following this. We're eating this shit up. Oh, my God. And I love Kanye, but oh, my God, Kanye is for us. No. No, he's not. He is a free agent that is able to use his currency, which is millions of dollars, to invest in projects, to invest in visuals. He's doing shows in Paris while you're in the fucking West Bubblefuck somewhere eating ramen noodles because you're saying I need to pay for my session on Friday. So independent artist to me means that you have done everything without the music industry's help. Everything. Like Prince, for instance, this is walking on. I've never considered Prince an independent artist. I've always considered him as a free agent because he was signed. Now, when he was signed and became a free agent, then he decided that, wait a minute, I'm noticing that I'm making better moves as a free agent. So let me just sever ties with the industry completely by even changing his fucking name to a symbol. And then that's when he became independent, because he didn't have to use those types of ways to stay on top. You see what I'm saying? Mofos will be free agents and still doing rituals. You see what I'm saying? So there is no, you know, independent means that you are independent from all of that. All of that. Michael Jackson became an independent artist when he had the cojones to come out here talking about they don't care about us. He gets a pass because Michael is in the position or was in the position to put people on. Now, if you are in the position to put people on and you're just like hoarding all the attention of, you know, the torch, I was surprised that Kanye West didn't reach into, you know, artists that are from the Chicago area and put a better spotlight on them to lead the revolution of independent artists, that we're financially backed by an artist that wants to sever ties with the industry completely. So he's not an independent artist yet to me. He's still a free agent. He's still doing agent-like shit, in my opinion. Very sus. you know, it seems like he's trying to clear his name and all this stuff because he believes that we need a leader. We don't need a leader. We are leading ourselves. That's why we are independent. Remember that. Don't fall into the gimmicks. Okay, there's been a ton of musicians out here that came out with that. And in my opinion, unless you're someone that's totally having plans to exit the industry in style like that, then that's when you get my support. But personally, this is what I see happening. Kanye West, if he was smart, Kanye West should buy SoundCloud, in my opinion. Kanye West should just buy SoundCloud. Buy SoundCloud, allow us to distribute this way, as well as more pushing of physical copies, merch and stuff like that. Like that $20 stores idea, you know, just simple ideas. You know, you buy ads, you shoot the shit with your cell phone, and then you just like tell people to visit a website and you're selling everything for $20. You know, this is the type of stuff that I see or hope that Kanye would look into, because if the industry decides to buy SoundCloud, then we would have to totally merge off of that as a whole. A big exodus needs to happen, because then we're going to be owned. They have access to our catalog. The industry would have access to our catalogs, the songs that we have private, right? The songs that we have private that we've been sharing internally because we're just not sure if we should put it out or if the mix was good. They'll have access to all that, and they'll be able to sell it to their artists and to recreate your ideas. And yeah, it's just a dangerous territory for that. So that's what I believe it's going to happen. I strongly believe that if we were smart, we would be tapping into the tech industry and trying to create a device on our own music device that's owned by independent artists, created by, designed by, everything. It'd be open source shit that we can all tap into, where music NFTs will have purpose, you know, giving people access to, you know, your top supporters, giving them credits on the album for the streams. You know, it's just so many things. You know, I've actually created a proposal surrounding this. So, oh, they're going to steal that, Minx. It's not meant for you. It's not meant for you. I put it out there that this is what I want to work on with somebody in tech. I have the concepts. I'm working on the 3D models. Like, I'm dead ass. So, it's going to take, yeah, they may have the currency and stuff, but oh yeah, I'll patent that eventually once I get the money for that. But if you're trying to build on that idea, I'm here. Minx@publicist.com, Minx@publicist.com. But yeah, CD players, you know, this is what I said to my grandfather. We had CD players, we had iPods, we had MP3 players, we had video game devices that had an MP3 player. But the thing is that when your phone died, at least you still had your music. At least you still, oh, no one's going to want to carry a separate device, but at least you had your music. You know, your phone is dead, you're walking home from work, you're pissed off because you're like, fuck, you got AirPods draining the battery, you know, you're hooked up to a power bank. Why do all of that? Why do all of that? Have a separate device for the shit again. Okay. So that's my music business prediction. My music business prediction is that somebody is going to buy SoundCloud and then lock us out. Lock us out behind a paywall. And give us fake ass promo with bots. So at that point, I would just pull music from streaming completely. Because without that, you know, if they didn't have us contributing to streaming and we had our own shit, we make our own money, we have our own ecosystem, we have our own press, we have our own playlist curators, we have our own charts. Fuck the industry. If you're really on that, give me a call on some dead ass shit, because I'm tired. They're going to start stealing our music because they can't fucking make anything that's worth sticking to the charts. That's the point that I'm trying to get across. Okay? They're going to start stealing more from us. because they know that you don't have your shit trademarked, copywritten. They know this. So the easiest way is to pull the Elon Musk way for his data that he needed for his fucking Neuralink.
Bruh.
Allegedly. I'm saying allegedly. Now they're going to go do the music business backdoor of where we have posted our innermost songs, ideas, shit that never had plays, shit that has plays, is SoundCloud. That is the time capsule of an independent artist. They're coming after it. And if we were smart, we'd all put our money together and buy SoundCloud ourselves and turn it into a fucking something. So I'm like, what's the price tag? What is the price tag of SoundCloud? And if we were able to all pull our money together and invest into it, we can buy it for ourselves so we can keep it from the industry. You let me know. Let me know. Let me know. Just please let me know. That was a horrible. I tried. I really did. Okay, so think about that. If you like this, share this. This is everyone's favorite Minx, Minx Couture with the Minx Show. I dropped podcast. I don't do podcast. I just drop the content.